Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday to you, America. A lot going on today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today. That number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, our website, toddstarnes.com, already filled with some great stories for you to read. So, look, the situation in Ukraine is getting ugly, no doubt about that. It's also getting very ugly here in the United States of America. And President Biden has pretty much made it clear that he does not want the United States of America to be energy independent. That is not going to happen under the Biden administration. As a matter of fact, they would rather us buy oil and gas from Iran and Venezuela than to open up our own pipelines. Now, you let that sink in for just a moment. We're willing to give money to a state sponsor of terror before we even consider opening up our own gas pipelines. That's where we are in America right now. Gas prices already well over $6 a gallon in some parts of the country. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, we are knocking on the door of $4 a gallon. Not quite there yet, but it's going up every couple of hours, it seems like. And there's a reason for all of this. We've got so many different angles to touch on with this war in Russia and Ukraine. But there really is a third war going on, and it's a war being directed and being waged at the American people. If you own a car, you are being targeted by the Biden administration. So it just seems to me that at the heart of all of this turmoil is the idea that the Biden administration wants us to use electric cars. They want to wean us off of our gas-powered automobiles. And this is how they're going to do it. That's why there's not much concern, there's not much fear in the Biden administration about these rising gas prices, because they want you to feel the pain. They want you to hurt. That's the whole point of all of this. That's what they want you to feel. And they want you to feel so aggrieved at the gas pump that you're just going to throw your hands up in the air and say, that's it. I buy one of these metrosexual cars and I have to plug into the wall, which, by the way, costs $55,000, not to mention the $1,000 a month bill you will get from your local power company, at the very least. But that's where they want to take all of us. And they're going to make it as painful as possible for you at the gas pump. But there's also another component of all of this. Folks, there is so much misinformation coming out of Ukraine, and I don't blame the Ukrainians. I'd be spewing propaganda too if I had Russia coming to my backyard. I don't blame them at all. I do blame the mainstream media here in the United States. They have a responsibility to cut through all of the propaganda and explain to us what is and what is not happening, but they're not doing that. They are fully engaged in propaganda for the Ukrainian government. And again, I don't blame the Ukrainians. It's not their fault, but it is the fault of the American journalists who are covering this war. So over the weekend, the announcement came down that MasterCard and Visa and American Express are dropping their service to Russia. So if you're in Russia right now and you're going over to, I don't know, whatever they call the Piggly Wiggly in Russia, but if you're going over to the Piggly Wiggly in Russia and you throw down your MasterCard or Visa or American Express, it's not going to work. You no longer have an account. They are punishing you guys. And it was interesting because so many people in the conservative world were celebrating this. They say, yes, this is a great thing. That'll show Putin. We've got to stick it to the Russians. Well, there's just one problem with all of this. And I want you to, and you've got to be able to step back. So you've got to step back from the war right now and stop. You got to step back from what's happening in society right now and think about something. Many of these conservatives that are out there praising MasterCard and Visa and American Express and all these other companies for pulling their business out of Russia, they're the same ones that were screaming at the top of their lungs after Mike Lindell's bank canceled his accounts. You remember that? Mike Lindell, his private and personal accounts were shut down because the bank disagreed with Mike Lindell's politics. And people were enraged, as well they should have been enraged. There was no legitimate reason for anybody to shut down Mike Lindell's bank accounts. The guy is a good customer. He's got money in the bank, spending a lot of money, making the bank a lot of money. But because the bank did not approve of his politics, they gave him the heave-ho. And there are some on the other side who will say, well, that's their right. They're a private company and they can do whatever they want to. Well, yes, they can. But at the same time, do we really want to have companies out there that are deciding to do business based on politics? Does that matter? Is this where we are in the country right now, that that's what matters the most? And it's not just them. GoFundMe. We covered this story extensively just over a couple of weeks ago. You had all these people donating money to the Freedom Convoy in Canada, and what happened? Well, GoFundMe, they refused to send that money along the way. They confiscated the money. And it wasn't just them. AT&T announced they're going to be pulling One America News off of their cable platforms. And why is that? It's because One America News is a conservative cable channel. So really, this is a very dangerous precedent that is being set here with MasterCard and Visa and American Express, because now they have the upper hand. Now you have to wonder, as a person who, I'm an American Express guy. I also have Visa, but I predominantly use American Express. Now I have to be concerned that American Express might one day decide, okay, we're going to cancel Starnes here because Starnes is a conservative. We don't like Starnes' politics. And we're just going to give him the heave-ho. Or it might be that you're a conservative or a liberal, and you're a liberal, and they don't. There's a conservative company, and they don't like your politics, so they're going to cancel you. Is this really where we want to go as a nation? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, over at the Metropolitan Opera, I'm not a big opera guy. I prefer, country music. That's my jam. But there's a very disturbing story about an opera singer, a soprano with the Metropolitan Opera. She has performed, and I think they're saying, 200 some odd performances at the Met. Anna Netrebko, she is a Russian diva, and that's a good diva, not like Real Housewives diva. She's a diva, and she is out of a job. So it turns out that she is from Russia. She's a native of Russia, and she will no longer appear at the Metropolitan Opera because she failed to comply with the company's demand. Now, check this out. Ms. Netrebko actually came out and issued a statement critical of the war. And she said that, we've got to stop the war. We've got to have peace. you know, it was the basic stuff. I mean, it's stuff we've all been saying, but the Metropolitan Opera went a step further. They said, no. If you're going to perform on our stage, you have to publicly rebuke Vladimir Putin. And she did not do that. Now, in the past, she has been supportive of Vladimir Putin. And so the Metropolitan Opera said, if you do not stand up and publicly rebuke Vladimir Putin, you are out of a job. And so she's out of a job. Do you have a problem with that? I mean, at what point do you draw? I mean, clearly the Metropolitan Opera has a purity policy. Is it possible that we could one day see the Met line up all of their singers and performers and say, okay, do you publicly renounce Donald John Trump? And if you don't, you're out of a job. According to the New York Times, Mr. Trebko's departure from America's largest performing arts institution came amid a broader backlash against Russian artists for their ties to Mr. Putin. And by the way, let me just stop here for a moment and ask this one simple question. Is it possible that the reason why Ms. Trebko has not condemned Vladimir Putin is she's got family back in Russia and she doesn't want the family members tortured or beaten or brutalized or sent off to some sort of a gulag? Is that a possibility? Earlier this week, the star Russian maestro who has been closely associated with Mr. Putin was removed from his post as chief conductor of the Munich Philharmonic after he refused to denounce the invasion of Ukraine. So now what we have here is we've come full circle, ladies and gentlemen, with the infusion of politics into every single facet of our lives. It used to be where if you wanted to be a member of the Russian or the New York Metropolitan Opera, you just had to be a pretty good singer. You had to be able to warble a tone at the highest decibels known to mankind. But now we know you have to bow down to a political ideology. Now, I don't know what her personal beliefs are. I don't know if she's a communist. I don't know. But what I do know is she condemned the war. Quite frankly, that's good enough for me. I don't know why it should bother anybody else. And why is it anybody else's business? When you're paying a ticket to go see somebody sing or perform on stage, seems to me that you want to see them sing or perform on stage and not offer some sort of a political opinion of the day. All right, look, we've got to take a break. Your phones are lighting up. We're going to go right to your phones, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Hi, friends. Todd Starnes here, officially inviting you to join me and over 2 million other active AMAC members nationwide. We've made AMAC America's largest organization for conservative seniors. We really dodged a bullet in January, scoring victories that stopped the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster from liberal mischief that would have hurt our seniors. But many battles lie ahead. And it's more important than ever that you add your name to AMAC's membership roster. So I'm personally urging you to choose AMAC now. You not only get great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, but at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/starnes today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starnes to become an AMAC member like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. Go to amac.us/darns today to start your discounts.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I will say this, we're in just a little while, I'm going to play you, it'll happen this hour, I'm going to play you the most thoughtful observation about what's happening in Ukraine that you will ever hear. And shocker, it's not from Washington, D.C. It actually came from Arkansas. Of all places, Arkansas. And we're going to get to that in just a little while. But as promised, I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868, North Carolina. Mike on the line, WSIC. Mike, what's going on?
Always glad to listen to you, Todd. You're a breath of fresh air in a sea of mediocrity in our country and false information. I think you've nailed something right on the head. We've gone in this from taking action against a state which is harming a fellow state to going on witch hunts for people in our own country who are absolutely blameless in all of this. And, of course, you see it in all kinds of places. I'm a high school science teacher, and I had someone tell me I couldn't show kids The Gravity of Genius, which was an A&E documentary, because Sir Isaac Newton had a tremendously strong Christian faith, which is addressed in the documentary. This country has just, and it's interesting, it's only conservatives, Christians, heterosexuals. Nobody goes on witch hunts after the other side. It's just our side. And I really appreciate you standing up and calling people's attention to it.
Well, thank you for that.
Very frightening thing for our country long term.
And again, you know, with the whole Visa, MasterCard, look, fine, you got a problem with Vladimir Putin is financing the war on the Visa card or, you know, the Master, fine, cancel his card, but don't cancel everybody's card. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, and it's driving, unfortunately, because of our failure to really, you know, we're just struggling with understanding the global environment. It's just going to push Russia and China closer together, which we ought to be doing everything we can diplomatically, politically, economically. And one last thing. I can't believe we can buy oil from all these countries who have no concerns about the environment, but we can't drill oil despite the fact that we have the most stringent environmental regulations in the world and the strongest mitigation when there is a problem.
Part of me wonders, Mike, if Ukraine actually has copies of all of Hunter Biden's emails and all of the correspondence with Burisma. I mean, that was a true corruption scandal right there. And I'm wondering if they are using that information and holding that information over Joe Biden's head so they will, you know, they will support Ukraine in all of this. I mean, it is that bizarre what's happening over in Ukraine right now. And our response makes absolutely no sense, Mike. None whatsoever.
Well, and I think that, you know, it's a long term. The lesson from this should be applied to Taiwan and many other parts of the world.
Taiwan's gone. That's over, Mike. That's just a matter of not if, but when.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, you talk quietly to people, you tell them where your lines are, you load up your allies long before the problems arise. This is all way too late and too little, and unfortunately, it's encouraging the Ukrainians to fight a war, which, if you study Putin's actions in Chechnya or in Syria, is going to simply result in hundreds of thousands of dead Ukrainians. They'd be better off to finally say, hey, we're willing to negotiate. We know we have to give some things up. And I think this saber-rattling when we know we're not going to go in and rescue them is irresponsible, in my opinion.
You know what, Mike? I'm with you because that's exactly what's happening. They are living under this absurd notion that the United States is going to swoop in and rescue them. And, Mike, we're not going to do that. And that needs to be made very clear to the Ukrainians so they can protect their people. Putin is going to win this at the end of the day. If he has to drop a nuclear bomb on Kiev, he'll do it. He'll do it to win the day. But we're not coming in to rescue anybody. And until they understand that, it is going to be an ugly slaughter. It is a genocide is what we're watching, the early stages of a genocide. Mike, gotta run. Appreciate the call. By the way, it's not just Russia and China. Now you have Iran in the mix. I mean, you want to talk about an axis of evil. This is, folks, this is laying the groundwork for what could be an epic war of all wars, where you have Iran, China, Russia lined up against the rest of us. And I'm not even sure who the rest of us are. Maybe just the United States and Israel. All right, look, got to take a break here. David from Memphis, hang tight. You're coming up. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
We're asking everybody, this question about whether or not they support Ukraine or Russia. We're talking about a mixed martial arts competition. Are we going to do that at the Oscars now before they get up to deliver their winning speeches? Are they going to have to declare their allegiance to Ukraine? Is that what we're talking about here? We're in the middle of high school basketball championship season. Are the high school basketball players supposed to go out there and pledge their allegiance to Ukraine? Is that the most pressing issue? So they asked this guy, Bryce Mitchell, about the situation over in Ukraine. And the guy has the most thoughtful, brilliant response I have yet to hear. Let's listen.
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Russia and Ukraine situation.
You know, here's my first thought is I'm not going nowhere to fight none of these wars for these politicians. I'm staying at home, and when the war comes to Arkansas, I will dig my boots in the ground, and I will die for everything I love, and I will not retreat. If this country's invaded and everybody's saying, well, we gotta evacuate, we gotta leave, I will not. I will dig my boots in the Arkansas soil, and I will fight for the people that I love, for the land that I love, and the way of life that I love. But I'm not going overseas to fight. I don't know what's going on, to be honest, brother. I really don't. There's so much stuff, and I don't think nobody knows what's going on fully. There's been so much political corruption in that area. You got Biden and his son making a shit ton of money off of and using our tax dollars to bribe their people. That's treasonous, in my opinion. So you got Hunter Biden and his son using our tax dollars. Hey, if Ukrainian government, if you don't do this, we're taking your tax dollars. He shouldn't be giving our tax dollars to that country anyways. We got veterans out here sleeping on the street, and you're going to give our freaking tax dollars to these Ukrainians? And all brother, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm not going over there and fighting, and God bless anybody that's over there fighting, and I hope that the just get solved. And man, I don't like war, you know what I mean? I don't want people dying and all that stuff. I don't want to be, but I don't know what's going on. There's so much stuff that I think that's corrupted that we just don't know what's truly going on over there. And I pray all those people are safe.
Yeah, the guy makes more sense than anybody else I've heard, and he's right. We don't know what's going on over there. Nobody does. But the fact of the matter is, this young man represents the rank and file of the U.S. military. These are young Americans, predominantly from the South and Midwest, who make up the bulk of the armed forces here in these great United States. They don't want to go to war. The only people wanting to go to war are the folks making millions of dollars off going to war, people like the Cheneys and the Bushes and the Pelosis, and the political ruling class here in America. But the average Joes, they're the ones that get sent over there to fight. So I Bryce Mitchell, he just got a new fan because I like this guy. And look, the old, you know, he was pretty nonplussed by it, but he's like, wait, what? You want to? And he is getting killed on social media now. And they're accusing him of being pro-Putin. That's the way it is now, by the way. If you have any questions, any doubts, any concerns about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, then all of a sudden you become pro-Putin. How dare you ask a question? Who do you think you are, you commie lover? Wait, what? I'm just asking a question. But I like this guy. And it's true. If the Russians were coming to Arkansas, you better believe that every person in Arkansas would be digging their boots in, and they'd be fighting the Russians tooth and nail. Same thing would happen here in Tennessee. And I suspect in a good many other states around the nation, maybe not California, because you guys have already been invaded and did nothing. Maybe New York. Well, everywhere outside of the New York City metropolitan area, they would fight the invaders. But I don't know about some of these leftist cities. I think they'd be waving the white flag of surrender. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. But let's talk about morality for a moment here. You've got the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, who I admire the guy. Everything that I've seen, if it's true, I admire the guy. I mean, he's taking a stand, he's leading his country, and he is an inspirational figure, if we were to believe everything that's been reported about the guy. But you know, he's a radical progressive, ladies and gentlemen. This guy, Zelensky, is a far leftist. As a matter of fact, he supports the legalization of abortion. He believes in free abortion in Ukraine. Now, the only reason I bring this up is you've got a bunch of these woke evangelicals, as I call them, the leftist in the evangelical movement, people like David French and all that crowd. And they're out there praising Zelensky. Now, these are the same people that were condemning Trump. So I'm curious to know how they can square the pro-abortion angle here when they're praising Zelensky as being this righteous dude. I'm just curious about that. And again, I know even bringing this up makes me pro-Putin, but I figure, you know, we may as well have that conversation. But when we talk about morality, let's talk about morality for just a moment. Here you have a country that is vastly outnumbered by the invading armies of Russia. And they've been holding their own for a couple of weeks now. But that's not going to last, and you know it and I know it. And we have seen the body count rise significantly among the population of Ukrainians. They're fighting as good as they can fight. But at the end of the day, we all know how this is going to end. Everybody except the Ukrainians. And you've got American lawmakers out there, Congressman Ted Lieu from California, the latest. And he's now saying that we've got to implement no-fly zones over Ukraine. Well, as Marco Rubio pointed out, pretty matter-of-factly, you do that and we're involved in a war. Because what is a no-fly zone? What is a no-fly zone? It means anybody flying over Ukraine gets shot down. That's what that means. That's what happens. But there are a lot of Republicans who are also calling for a no-fly zone to be implemented. There are discussions underway about allowing Ukraine into the European Union. Germany, by the way, says no way we're letting them into NATO. So if that's the case, it means they're on their own. It doesn't matter how many people, and hear me on this. It doesn't matter how many people get slaughtered. It doesn't matter how many dead Ukrainian children there are in the streets. The United States is not going to get involved. That's what Joe Biden has matter-of-factly said. It doesn't matter how many women and children are raped and assaulted by the Russian armies. we're not going to stop buying our gas and oil from Russia. Biden's already said that. And maybe they're hoping, but that hope is placed in the United States of America. That hope is going to get more people killed. You know, they talk about, you know, we've got to stand. And I see the pictures on social media. I see everybody's, you know, they've got the Ukrainian flag and, you know, they're singing the Ukrainian songs and they're having the prayer meetings. Folks, hear me on this. It doesn't change anything. The United States of America is funding Russia's war in Ukraine. And that's not going to stop. Biden's already said that. So my question is, where do we draw the line? Where do we tell these? Who's going to tell President Zelensky it's over? It's over. Or do they fight literally till the last Ukrainian is standing? Because that's where all of this is going. We're not helping these people. As much as there are people out there who want to, we're not going to do that. Our government is not going to do that. And I just sit back and I look at all of these voices and I think what hypocrites they all are, these elected leaders, because they know in their hearts they're not. What do you mean stand alongside? No, you're not standing alongside the Ukrainian people. You're standing there watching them get slaughtered. But why haven't we stopped buying gas and oil from Russia? Why? There's a reason for that. And it's not going to, they're not going to, look, here's the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, cut number four.
We are looking, again, as we speak, in coordination with allies and partners, at this prospect of banning oil imports.
So it's interesting you added the in coordination. We will not do this unilaterally. The United States is not going to do this unilaterally.
A hallmark of everything we've done to date has been this coordination with allies and partners. We are much more effective across the board when we're doing things together in as close a coordination as possible. There are instances where we each do something a little bit different, but it complements the whole. So in the first instance, we want to make sure that we're acting in coordination. I'm not going to rule out taking action one way or another, irrespective of what they do, but everything we've done, the approach starts with coordinating with allies and partners.
I mean, you want to talk about evil. That administration is evil right now. They have the opportunity. You've even got Nancy Pelosi saying pull the plug on the Russian oil. But they're not doing it. They're not doing it. And you need to be asking why the Biden crime syndicate doesn't want us to pull the plug on the Russian gas. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us here in our beautiful Liberty University studios on this Monday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. To my point, Boris Yeltsin, or Boris Johnson, rather, the Prime Minister of the UK, just a few moments ago said, we cannot simply close down the use of oil and gas overnight, even from Russia. So there you go. My question is, how many children have to be slaughtered in the streets before Biden pulls the plug on buying oil and gas from Russia? All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Tom in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
What you're talking about, sir. And, you know, if you give aid and comfort to the enemy, as happened in Afghanistan, where all of that weaponry and technology is now in the hands of our known enemies and adversaries, if you allow millions of people to cross the border in a violation of your oath of office, if you buy oil and gas from the Russians, and now if that gets turned down, they're talking about supplementing that with petroleum from Iran and Venezuela. This is giving aid and comfort to the enemy. How many times does this administration have to do that before it's called what it is? The capital, all caps, T word. And the opposite of reason, if you want to add the rest of the word to after the T. So this, Todd, cannot be allowed to continue. I don't know exactly what we need to do. We need to be peaceful, but it has to be addressed. And if I may, on a lighter note, any rallier is going to see the president, Trump, on the rally on Saturday in Florence, South Carolina. If any of your listeners are going to go there, maybe we should serenade President Trump as follows when he comes out onto the stage. Who's the leader of the club that wants to keep us free? D-O-N-A-L-D-T-R-U-M-P.
Tom, you have a very lovely singing voice there, my friend. Well, who knows?
Exactly. but the sentiment is there.
Well, there you go. Tom, got to run. Great call. Appreciate that. So we always enjoy being serenaded here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Oh, this coming in. Germany says they, too, are not going to stop buying Russian oil. So, folks, I'm telling you, you could have thousands and thousands of Ukrainian children dead in the streets. It's not going to matter. The government leaders are not going to change their mind on this. Joe Biden is not going to change his mind. We're going to continue to buy Russian oil and gas. By the way, Little Red Lionhood, Jen Psaki, actually said the reason why you're paying more at the pump for gas is because of the Russia-Ukraine war. Are you buying that? Are you buying what they're selling everybody? Went to the gas station yesterday to fill up the old Cadillac, and whoo, sweet mercy. It's gas is up, 48 cents a gallon in just 1 week here in Tennessee. And I'm curious to know what gas prices are looking like in your area. Is it possible that we could have, $7, $8, $9 a gallon for gas? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have some great guests coming up, including our good friend Matt Schlapp from American Conservative Union. Matt has a brand new book out, a terrific book. And we'll also we'll do a debrief of what happened at CPAC as well. And we'll be taking your calls along the way. All right, ToddStearns.com. If you haven't already done so, you need to check out our live show blog. Lots of great information for you there, as well as our free podcast and newsletter, which I encourage you to download right now. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Hour two coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Grace, we got some mail this morning. When I walked in, there was a lovely red envelope, and there's an address here from Mrs. Joyce Rogers of Catawba, North Carolina.
Well, that's nice.
And she took the great pains to write us a letter, and she mentioned you in the letter.
Good or bad?
I'll get to that.
Oh, no.
No, it's very nice, actually. Dear Todd, I missed your... It's a birthday card.
Aww.
Dear Todd, I missed your birthday last year. I'm sorry.
Aww.
But I've had a lot of health problems. I have been praying for you and Grace. You and Grace are like family to me. I love you both. You and Grace, stay safe, and may God bless you. Joyce.
Oh, I know Joyce.
And then she says, may this be your best year yet. So there you go.
Very nice.
What a kind letter. It's got a beautiful flower and the butterfly. And she didn't mention Kyle.
Poor Kyle.
He
doesn't get to talk to Kyle.
He's like, Kyle's like that Spice Girl that everybody forgets about. You know, it's that one.
So wait, what am I?
And it's like the Mean Girls.
Am I like Sporty Spice? What are you?
I don't know. Whatever. Old Spice. I don't know.
That sounds
so. Anyway,
right.
Well, thank you. We always love getting mail from, and especially stuff that doesn't include words we can't say on the radio. So, thank you, Joyce, and thank you, great listeners. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the founder of Getter, our good friend Jason Miller. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Todd, good to be with you. And I want to know how you guys get these positive letters. I'll ever get or negative letters. From people who still think that I work for President Trump.
Really?
Say that I hate you or some other thing. So obviously some liberal who's been triggered. I'm like, I don't even work for President Trump anymore, but send your hate my way. I love it all.
You know, Jason, I got to a point where I don't mind the death threats as long as they're creative. You know, you got to put a little thought into it. I can respect that. So.
I love it.
All right, Jason, I will say this without naming names, that Getter remains to be the fastest growing and the best social media platform out there. And that's evidenced by there was a report out over the weekend that actually gave you guys a nice shout out about the growth that y'all are experiencing over at Getter.
Yeah, it's really been fantastic. In fact, over this past 2 weeks, we've seen an increase in daily signups of about 50%. But one of the things that people have been rushing to see is, especially with all of the talk and everybody's watching what's happening with the invasion into Ukraine and the shelling of innocent people, and people are watching this and making their voices heard. They were obviously weighing in on the trucker convoy over the weekend. But there's some things that happen that are a little bit outside of our daily scope here, Todd, and I'll tell you specifically, Eric Zemmour, who is the leading conservative candidate, is going to be taking on Emmanuel Macron in France's April presidential election. A whole bunch of his supporters were kicked off of Twitter just on Thursday and Friday. And fortunately, we'd gone to the Zemmour people back before the campaign started and said, look, it's a matter of when, not if, all of your people and you start getting kicked off. So get on Getter, start building it. Zemmour is actually the largest user we have in France. And now that they're starting to kick off all of his supporters, we see why. But we're seeing all around the world, big tech will not stop.
No, they're not going to stop. And I think it's, you know, again, the censorship surrounding Ukraine and this nonsense that, you know, if you dare ask a question, all of a sudden you become pro-Putin and they try to shut you down on the social media platforms. You know, we haven't had a single thing banned on Getter. We haven't had run in afoul of any rules or regulations. And people seem to be enjoying the freewheeling debate over there.
Well, they do, and especially with some of the new features we've added as we've started adding more and more people to live streaming, as we've started expanding out our beta testing of Vision, which is our short video format that we want to take on TikTok and Instagram Reels. And that's another one, Todd, that just over the last few days, I tell you, TikTok has actually become one of the biggest banners and silencers of free speech out there. Now, obviously, they're a little different kind of big tech. They're the Chinese big tech, which actually kind of surprises me that they're taking this position. But if the woke police are not going to stop for anything at this point. They've made their business decision, and there's about 40 to 50% of every country's populace they don't want as customers.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Jason Miller from Getter. And folks, one of the great things about Getter, there is no waiting list. You can just sign up and boom, you're on the platform. Is that right, Jason? Do we lose?
I'm here. Sorry for just 1 second. It cut out, so I apologize about that. But no, I'm still here.
All right, you're good. So one of the great things about Getter, there is no wait list. So once you sign up, you're able to jump right in and start debating and start posting things on your profile.
Absolutely. And so we're about 5 million users. We've just crossed that threshold, with half of that being here in the United States.
Wow.
And half being international. And this is really exciting. And we have from everyone from Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro to, as I mentioned, Eric Zemmour in France, to Matt Letizier, who's the greatest English footballer of all time, which, of course, I had to keep pinching myself in my meeting with him to not say soccer, because he can't be the Larry Bird of British football, and I can't call it soccer, otherwise he might kick one of those soccer balls right in my head, and then I'd be in worse off shape. But no, we're seeing such growth and such excitement that it truly is exciting. And here's the big one that just joined a couple of days ago: Russell Brand, the actor, the comedian. He is now on Getter. And so this is the cool thing, Todd, is it's not even just politics anymore. It's the pop culture. It's the different people who are joining. And so now Russell Brand, and by the way, if you listen to his podcast, here is someone who I would not have identified, 10 years ago of getting red pilled. He is someone who, like you said, is starting asking the questions. Why are we all moving along like sheep? Why is Fauci, even though he's been proven wrong on everything under the sun, do we still feel that we have to kind of march along as automatons doing everything that big government or big tech tells us to?
By the way, brief aside here, Jason, but you mentioned Larry Bird. If you haven't started watching it, you really should. The new HBO series on the rise of the Lakers and their dynasty, called Winning Time, and there's a great there's some great back and forth with Larry Bird in the opening in the premiere of that.
So I'm super pumped. It just premiered last night on HBO. Of course, they can't call it Showtime, which is what they call the Lakers, because that's the opposing
competitor
network.
Yeah, right.
But Winning Time, I have it downloaded on my iPad, and I'll be watching it on the train up to New York this evening. So don't spoil episode one.
Oh, you're going to love it. John C. Riley, unbelievable job as Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers. Great. You're going to love it.
Good.
All right.
Good. No, I can't wait.
Jason, got to leave it there. Always great hearing from you. And thanks again for creating just a super platform. We love Getter, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Thank you. And if you want to have great unfiltered commentary like what we hear from you, Todd, come on to Getter, listen, and I appreciate your being a member of our community.
All right. Jason Miller, everybody, the founder of Getter, and you can look for us. We've got the red mark there, and you'll be able to find us. At Todd Stearns is the handle on Getter.com. All right, 844-747-8868 here at our Liberty University studios. Going to take a break, reset, go right to the phones. We've got some lines open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, it's interesting. New survey up from the Morning Consult They're saying about 30%, more than 30% of Americans drove less in February, and they're all blaming the rising price of gasoline. Is that true? Have you started to rework the way you live your daily life based on all of this? I can tell you, I don't get out and drive as much as I used to. It's too expensive. I mean, insane. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Oakwood, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, wants to weigh in on those gas prices. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. Here's a quick story that I'm telling you where our future is as a country. In 2007, I bought a multi-million dollar machinery line in Denmark. I sent four of my people over there to do a test run, and after they came back, I asked one of my managers how he liked Denmark. He said, no one ever smiled. And I said, well, Bob, why doesn't anyone smile? He said, well, they make about the same amount of money as our people do by hour. Beer is twice as much. Gas is twice as much. And everybody rides a bicycle. Where I'm going is the European Greens, going back in 07 and before, they already were making everything so difficult for the average hourly worker that more people were riding bicycles. I think the average hourly worker in America is going to have to make a real choice, because they have to eat, they have to drive to work, they have to pay for their rent. It's really going to be difficult, and I'm going to see, I think, predict a big sale increase in bicycles, because that's how people are going to get to work.
Could be, Tom. I remember, you know, back during the energy crisis in the 70s, and then when, you know, the oil industry went belly up in the 80s, a lot of people did that. They traded in their cars for bicycles they didn't trade them in. They just, you know, parked the car and they rode their bicycle wherever they could to save money. This is going to radically impact people's lives, Tom, and I'm not quite sure the average millennial or Generation Zer understands what is about to happen in this country.
One other thing I'd like to add, I don't know if your listeners are aware, I wasn't until about a week or so ago, for the first time ever, our deficit trade went over $100 billion for a month. We are projected to have a deficit with China of over $1 trillion in 2022.
Wow. That.
And then the other, going back to the Green Party, and this is something I learned many years ago in politics. The Green Party I like to refer to as watermelon. Green on the outside, red in the middle. They're really communist.
Yes, they are. That is a great way of looking at it, Tom. Thanks for the call, and God bless
you.
All right, thank
Bye.
You. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Charles on the line wants to weigh in on the Ukraine crisis. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, Todd, before I get to Ukraine, I thought about you this weekend when I learned on theblaze.com that the Biden administration had paid media outlets, and unfortunately Fox and Newsmax, $1 billion to promote the vaccine. You may have heard about that. And then you combine that with the documents that Pfizer had to publish, and nine of those documents showed how they had intentionally covered up adverse effects of the vaccine. But, God, there's just more lies coming out from this administration, and everything is being revealed. Like in Ukraine, the hypocrisy of oil and everything, you know, if they were really as concerned about the people in Ukraine as they claim to be, they would shut off that oil from Russia, but they're not. But, you know, and getting back to that, but I remember the gas lines of 1979. I was 17 years old. I made $2.10 an hour. Gas was $1.50, so it was about 71% of my hourly wage. That'd be about $10 today if you make $15 an hour. But one thing Americans will not stand for, I think, Todd, is for the government to intentionally make them poorer, which is what they are doing by shutting off our energy independence what they're doing to the economy. And I'm just wondering, how long is it going to take? If you're a Biden supporter and you're on this call, I mean, I'm sure you probably have some that tune in. What is it going to take for you to wake up and realize that this guy is wrecking your country? And I don't know that we can wait till 2024, Todd. The more I think about it, Donald Trump needs to be the Speaker of the House, hopefully impeach Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and get him in there in the White House. I mean, tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see how we can sustain this. And I think the Democrats, they're beginning to wake up to all of this as well. I mean, they know what's going to happen in the midterm elections. And especially if we're dealing with gas, there was a report that gas in Mississippi, some places in Mississippi, already $4 a gallon. That's not sustainable for people, especially when you tie in Bidenflation, Charles. The wages are not keeping up with the cost, and people are really going to be facing some serious hardships.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, people just need to recognize that had the Keystone pipelines been left in place and were still open, those leases on federal lands and Anwar open, you wouldn't be paying over $4 a gallon right now. We would be energy independent. And we've thrown all that away.
That's right. Our
border. Everything that is happening right now is 100% on Joe Biden. And I hope that Democrats are waking up to that fact. But something's got to be done. And
yes,
one thing, if this were done by a man that was legitimately elected president, but just stop and think for a minute. If this is being done by a guy that wasn't legitimately elected president of the United States with all the evidence that's coming out, I mean, maybe that should give impetus to, hey, you know, maybe we really need to look into these allegations a little bit further before our country completely goes down the toilet and we can't come back.
Charles, good thoughts. Got to run here. I want to go to Rocco, who's in Georgia. And Rocco, I understand your daughter works in the fuel industry. What are you guys hearing?
Well, she tells me what her district manager is telling her, what's going on, coming down the line. And they're now, you'll notice that when you drive around gas stations, most of the signage is digital now, right? Where they can change it in a hurry. They can change it. But some that are not, they're retrofitting those signs to where they can have an additional digit to the left.
Well,
what is going on here is not accidental. It's intentional. They are going, one day they're thinking that the price of gas is going to be $10 a gallon because they're retrofitting the signs to where it will hold another number to the left.
And Rocco, is your daughter, does she work there in Georgia or another state?
Yes, she works in Georgia.
All right. And what are gas prices going now for you guys?
Well, they went up 25 cents a day starting last week, and now they're right at $4. And so they're telling her that it's going to be over $5 before the end of the month.
Jeez,
maybe by the end of this week. And so this is all intentional.
No doubt about that.
Accidental. They will find any way they got to do to force people. I don't care if it's a poor single mother.
Rocco, got to run here, my friend.
Car.
They're going to cut us off, but we got your point. That is scary, folks. $10 a gallon? Oh, my word. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the beautiful state of Montana, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I am. It's a beautiful day in Washington, if you don't mind being in Washington.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I think you'd probably rather be back home in Montana, but, it is what it is.
This is where the work is located, Todd, so I sought it out, and I'm up here taking care of it.
So, Congressman, I you know, we've got a lot of listeners very concerned about these rising gas prices. But at the same time, they just don't understand the rhetoric coming out of Washington. At one time, you know, they're preaching about we have a moral responsibility to stand with the Ukrainian people, but we're not going to fight their fight for them. And we're not going to stop buying gasoline and oil from Russia, which is actually funding the war in Ukraine. It just seems like a lot of hypocrisy.
Dad, that is exactly the term that I use. It's hypocrisy. We literally find ourselves funding both sides of this war, Todd. We're buying 600,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Russia. And now I just saw the ticker. We're up above $120 a barrel. And at the same time, we're sending, to last calculation that I heard when our briefing was about $1 billion worth of support to Ukraine. So we're funding both sides of this conflict at the exact same time that our southern border is being controlled by the Mexican cartels. You can't make this stuff up.
And the Biden administration seems to be defying even members of their own party by saying we are not going to stop buying gas and oil from Russia. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, we know that, you know, the family members of some of the administration actually were getting an awful lot of benefit from natural resources that were being developed in other places around the world, namely some of the transactions that were taking place in the Ukraine. But It's just for us to have the ability to re-permit the Keystone XL pipeline, which would provide 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Canada and the United States. My home state of Montana had an on-ramp that was going to be constructed as part of that project that would have used 150,000 barrels a day approximately from Montana and North Dakota crude to enter into the line. And we're purchasing 600,000 barrels a day from Russia. That doesn't even take into consideration the court-ordered leases that the administration is supposed to begin opening again on federal public land that would bring us however many thousands of barrels of crude oil. And that would be domestic, 100%. I went to a meeting the other day, and on top of all of that, then we listened to the left talking about Germany eliminating their dependency on this Russian natural gas, and the best way that they could do it would be to expand their nuclear program, their nuclear power program. And here at home, they won't let us permit a nuclear plant. So it's just bizarre. The ideas that these people have.
Congressman Matt Rosendale's on the line from the great state of Montana. Congressman, is there any concern, any scuttlebutt up on Capitol Hill that the administration is doing this intentionally, that they want to inflict pain on Americans at the gas pump so they will switch to these electric cars?
Oh, yes. There's been plenty of that conversation, and they've all but admitted to that themselves, that they have to wean us off of this dependency on fossil fuels, you know, because they're so enlightened, the Democrats are, and they know what is better for all of us, more so than we can figure out for ourselves. They have had those discussions, Todd, and they have said it publicly. They want to wean us off of using these fossil fuels. And look, if somebody wants to drive a battery-operated car, that's, you know, that's fine. That's their business. But I don't believe that you can take an entire economy and the desires of the consumers and just throw a switch and change that. There was a ship that just sank off of the coast of Africa that went down with 4,000 cars on it. And many of those were battery-operated cars. And they haven't quite determined yet whether the cause of the fire was from those batteries overheating or the inability to extinguish the fire was because of all the batteries, the lithium batteries that were there. But this is not something that we're going to change overnight. Do people want to use solar power? Sure, some folks do, and that's great. And if they want to use wind energy, fine. And battery-operated vehicles, okay. But it is not wise, nor is it effective, for the government to come in and start mandating all of these things and then subsidizing the way that they want to push
people to react.
So oil now trading above $120 a barrel. Congressman, what are we looking at when it comes to the gas pump? What are you guys bracing for as far as the price increases?
I don't think there is no limit. Sometimes that's a good phrase to hear, but there is no limit. Right now, the news ticker just showed that gasoline had hit $7 a gallon in California, and we are looking at the potential for crude oil to hit $200 a barrel. So if there's $7 a gallon for gasoline at $120 a barrel for the crude, do the math. These people could be looking at $12 a gallon for gasoline in California. Other states, while it won't be quite as bad, right now we're nearing $4 a gallon in Montana. So you could be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 a gallon. I will tell you, in a state of our size with the small population that we have, everything is freight into the state and it's freight out of the state. And so those fuel and energy increases will absolutely hurt a lot of farmers and ranchers and people that are just consumers.
Wow. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. By the way, I'm surprised you still have a small state population with the success of Yellowstone, that TV show. I'm surprised, you know, half the country hasn't moved there to, you know, start a cattle ranch.
There's a lot of folks moving in, but I will tell you, anybody who's spent any time around cattle will tell you that it is not an easy job.
No,
they're not volunteering for that duty, I can tell you.
I understand. All right, Congressman, good hearing from you, and thanks for the intel.
Thank you so much for having me join you.
All right, that's Congressman Matt Rosendale out of Montana. And he is sounding the alarm here. You folks in California, $7 a gallon now. That's the alert that just came out. And he said that if, in fact, the price of crude oil goes up to $200, you could be paying $12 a gallon for gas there in your state, California. I suspect those numbers are going to increase. We had a caller from Georgia who told us his daughter works in the industry, and they're actually retrofitting a lot of the gas signs, not the electronic signs, but the regular by-hand gas signs to accommodate an additional dollar amount. In other words, that's on the left-hand side. So that leads him to believe that we could be seeing gas prices, at least in Georgia, spike to perhaps $10 a gallon. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Very curious to know what gas prices are looking at in your part of the country. And are you starting to make changes in your budgets, your household budgets, how much you drive as a result of these rising prices? Let's go to Ruth in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Ruth. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Well, actually, I've been watching the gas. I don't let that bother me too much. I just eat less.
But there you go.
I just eat less. Yeah. But I'll tell you what does bother me. I sent an email to Bill O'Reilly back in 2000, before 9/11, telling him I was dismayed at what I see kids learning in the classrooms. Never heard back from him. Never heard back. And, you know, I've listened to talk radio since 1991, I guess, and been interested in my country since I was a little kid because I have a lot of family who's worked. My brother helped open up China trade way back under Nixon. He's almost 20 years older than me. He just passed a couple of years ago. And anyway, he didn't have anything Chinese in his house. He was so disgusted with what they're doing. And he had at the time said to them they needed to negotiate better human rights because he said they need us more than we need them. And they proceeded to make his life quite uncomfortable, so much so he transferred out of that department to another. But the upshot of it is this. We react. We react to everything, and we need to change that stance. I remember I went to Catholic schools my whole life, and I'm in elementary school, and one of my older brothers, I had five brothers, one of them went to Brown on full scholarship. He's a brilliant, handsome, very athletic kid. Ended up as a fighter pilot in Vietnam. But anyway, he came home one weekend and he was telling me about this great thing he learned in philosophy class, and he drew it out on a paper. And I remember standing there in the kitchen table, now I'm probably, I don't know, third grade or something, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's telling me about communism. Because, see, the nuns taught us that. They taught us how communists come in and take over a nation. And I've talked to people, and they look at you like you got five heads. I'm not an alarmist. I didn't buy into a lot of conspiracies ever. I just know what I see. And I know what I was taught. And I know what I'm watching, no one reacting. I move out to the Midwest, and I think because of that, I have a very full perspective of what has transpired in the last 20, 30 years.
And Ruth, that's 40. A big problem in this. That's a problem in this country, is that we are not students of history and we are not patient people. It's whatever's happening, you react immediately as opposed to sitting back and thinking through things. And that's really, that is social media. There's an immediacy to everything. So there is no thoughtful response, no thoughtful reaction. Something happens, boom, you respond immediately. To your point, though, we're just not teaching kids about history and world affairs and how things work. And it's a shock when something like this happens. You know, people think that they're saying, oh, Putin's crazy. He's crazy. He's just, he's worse than Biden. He's not senile. He's not crazy. The guy said 20 years ago that the greatest geopolitical failure of the 20th century was the destruction of the Soviet Union. This is a guy who wants to reconstruct the old Soviet Union. And there are many, many people in Russia who believe Putin is doing the right thing here. Ruth, we've got to run. It's a great call and great point you made. Folks, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We have a line open. That's 844-747-8868. I want to invite you, if you haven't already done so, to join me and 2 million other active AMAC members and become a part of America's largest organization for conservative seniors. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can join AMAC. And they are doing some incredible work in Washington, D.C. They helped stop the Build Back Better scheme. They saved the filibuster. They're doing some incredible work thanks to your membership. And it's important now more than ever to add your name to AMAC's membership roster. And that's why I'm urging you to choose Newsmax now. You're not only going to get great membership benefits, you're going to get AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, restaurants. At the same time, your membership is going to support your values. So head over to amac.us/starns right now and start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns today. To start those discounts, that's amac.us/starns. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, good to have you with us on this very busy Monday. Let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Steve listening to us on the Talk Station. Steve, I'm stunned by what you're about to tell us.
Yeah, I went into a meeting at 11 o'clock and gas was $3.89 a gallon here in New Bern. I came out at 1 o'clock and it was $4.19.
Wow, $4.19 a gallon in New Bern, North Carolina.
And what scares me more, Todd, is the price of diesel just jumped over $5 a gallon, and that price is going to affect everything we buy, because everything we buy is hauled by trucks, and these trucking firms can't absorb that much of an increase. They've got to pass it on. And the bottom line is the consumer is the one who eventually pays for all of that. So all the prices of everything we purchase is set to, if you thought 10% inflation was bad, hold on to your seats.
It's going to get ugly, Steve, and I don't see any way out of this. And I mean, well, we do see a way out of it, but Biden doesn't want to go down that path because they want to force us into misery, so we will embrace these electric cars?
Well, they're going to bankrupt the country doing it.
Yes, and they will. They have considered the cost, and they're willing to bankrupt the country. The Democrats have made no bones about this. They told us what they were going to do, and this is what the Green New Deal looks like.
Unfortunately.
It does. All right. Well, Steve, thanks for the update there. Folks, New Bern, North Carolina, great town, by the way. $4.19 a gallon for gasoline went up in just a span of a couple of hours. By the way, if you're in New Bern, just a brief aside, it's one of these great towns where you should just take the afternoon, grab the kids, the wife, and go explore. It's just a great, fun southern town, and they have a great Pepsi-Cola museum right there on the – I'm a Coca-Cola guy, but I enjoyed it. It was very informative, and it's one of those neat things, sort of a Mayberry-style town right there in North Carolina. All right, let's go to Dave, who's listening to us from North Carolina. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I gassed up in New Bern before I headed out. I'm on 70 heading up to 40 to go to Raleigh. And so these fuel prices are killing me, but and I've got to do this probably once or twice a week from now for the next couple months to get stuff down to the coast. But here's the thing. I called your show once before and talked about our congressman down there, Greg Murphy, who's rather ineffective, and he'd rather be called doctor. Now, being a doctor is a noble and wonderful thing, so maybe he should go set up practice somewhere. But, you know, when our troops were killed, he said if somebody would initiate impeachment, he would be the first in line. Well, you know, we're at the point where we're all suffering because of this. So I would like Congressman Greg Murphy to be the first to initiate the impeachment. And everybody's argument is, well, we don't want to do that because you end up with Kamala Harris. Well, impeach her. Well, we don't want to do that because then you end up with Nancy Pelosi. And I remember the guy earlier who said we get Trump in there as Speaker of the House and then set it up. You know, we're willing to stand and watch and wait until it gets so miserable that our country, like your caller just said, Steve just said, they're going to bankrupt us. And everybody, it's not the average guy that wants that.
Nope.
It's the people that are supposed to be in leadership that are standing quietly, watching and waiting. And the entire world situation, this is a rerun of World War II. Well, this guy's a madman, and he's going to take one country.
Dave, got to run, my friend. We are running late for a break. But you're right. They're just waiting, folks. They're waiting, and it's going to get ugly. All right, we'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. I am your host, Todd Starnes. After this hour of the program, the whole team hitting the road. We're driving up Interstate 40 to Nashville for the big National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we're actually going to be broadcasting our show from the NRB through Thursday, and then we'll be back here in Memphis for the national show on Friday. All that to say, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we've got a lot going on here in the country and also internationally. So I want to play some audio for you. This is from CBS's 60 Minutes. They did a story on the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, yesterday. Take a listen.
Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine, is a special insult to Russia. The Soviets once banned the phrase and so made it immortal.
Slava Ukraini.
It's the parting shot in the never give in selfies of the Ukrainian president.
Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraini.
Tough men of few words are being inspired by a leader who was once Ukraine's top comedian. But this past week, Volodymyr Zelensky turned out to be more Churchill than Chaplin.
I am really so proud that we have this kind of president, that he didn't leave us, he's staying with his people, he's fighting there.
When we met Olga Bilos, she'd been waiting 2 days for her parents to bring her 14-year-old daughter to Poland.
It's so encouraging, and it gives you, like, you know, inner strength, and I'm so happy.
You're proud to be Ukrainian.
I am proud. I'm proud to be Ukrainian, of course.
All right. There you go. Just a brief snippet of the CBS 60 Minutes piece where the narrative is that the Ukrainian president is more like Churchill than he is Charlie Chaplin. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And by the way, our phone number, 844-747-8868. Good to have with us our friend from American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for being with us at CPAC, and thanks for being an important voice at these crazy times.
Well, thanks for the invitation. We always have a great time, and there was just something, there was really a lot of joy and a lot of hope at CPAC, and people seem to understand what role they have to play in this, especially as we're moving toward the midterm elections.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing I feel, too. I oftentimes don't like it when people talk about their feelings when it comes to our crises and politics, because it's more important than what we feel. But I totally agree with you. I went into CPAC awfully concerned, and I came out just feeling a renewed sense of optimism and hope. And you see all those young kids and people, you know, I still think there's a lot more of us than there are of them, the America haters, Todd.
No, I'm with you, Matt. At the same time, we're dealing with a man-made crisis right now with the skyrocketing price of gas. We were talking to Congressman Rosendale from Montana just a few moments ago. He says it is not out of the realm of possibility that California could be paying $12 a gallon. All of this could be resolved if Biden would just open up the American pipelines.
Yeah, the thing is this. These fossil fuel projects take years and years, sometimes a decade or more, to get through all the regulatory hurdles and get through all the environmental lawsuits. So once you get to the point like the Keystone XL pipeline, when you're through all that, you're ready to go, for Joe Biden to put the brakes on it, you know, it's very hard to go back and turn on the switch. Joe Biden's doing to men and women across this country who worry about paying their bills, is he's putting them in a hole that could last a very long time between inflation and energy prices. There's no quick or easy fix. In fact, even when I talked to President Trump about whether or not he's running again in 2024, one of the things he and others worry about is how big a hole is Joe Biden putting America in, and how long is it going to take us to get out of it?
And right now that hole is looking pretty darn big. We were talking to a guy who called in from North Carolina, said he had gone out to a meeting, noticed the price of gas was $3.89, and when he came out of that meeting 2 hours later, $4.19 a gallon.
Wow. And, you know, of course, Todd, this is not, people are blaming Putin and his advances on the Ukraine. And, of course, this does have a short-term effect on our energy prices. But this is what the Democrats always wanted for a couple of decades now. They've been telling us we got to get off fossil fuels. One of the ways to get off fossil fuels is to make it prohibitively expensive so that people will walk more, ride their bikes more, maybe just stay in their basements more. And they're getting what they have always advocated from a public policy standpoint. Don't believe any socialist who now tells you that this is because of Vladimir Putin. This is what they've always wanted. This is their chance to try to wean us off fossil fuels, which basically means if you're rich, you can afford energy and you can afford your jet fuel for your private plane. If you're middle class or struggling in any way, you're screwed. And that's what they think about the little guy.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Matt. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Matt Schlapp. Matt, you've got a book came out just a couple of weeks ago, and it is a terrific read. It's called The Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. Matt, you can write about a lot of topics. Why this one?
Well, because Murphy and I went through this very painful period of time where she was being, her reputation was being destroyed because she worked for President Trump in the White House and then on his campaign. And then I went out to help the president after the election to expose voter fraud in Nevada and later a bit in Georgia. And you know, we were just kicked off every list. We were getting all kinds of threats. And, you know, and then I had a blogger, a left-wing blogger, that said about destroying any commercial contact I ever had in my life to just destroy us. Like, these leftists, we're not having a political disagreement with them. They're hardcore haters. They want to rip you apart, sometimes physically, but oftentimes just from a reputational standpoint. And I thought, I have two decisions, Todd. I could cower for a year, try to rehabilitate myself, figure out a way to move forward, or I could go right back in their face. And my mama only brought me up one way, which is that's stand up for the right thing. And I figured if Mercy and I are going through all this, what are people doing who aren't as well connected in a city like the Swamp or don't have the resources we have? You know, we got to do this for everybody. All of us who get this treatment have to stand up for the other people on our block who can't.
The book written by Matt Schlapp and Deal W. Hudson, and Mercedes, by the way, wrote a terrific foreword. President Trump says this important book describes a path to end the desecration of our great USA. But, you know, Matt, a lot of this, a lot of the desecrators control our nation's public education system, and they're the ones that are really rewriting what this country is really all about.
That's exactly right, and I would say the first piece of advice I have for everybody is get your kids out of failing schools if you possibly can. Get your kids out of schools where they're teaching your kids to hate America and to hate their parents and to believe that their parents are haters, especially if they're people of faith, if they're Christians or Jews. The fact is that we didn't want to realize how bad it was, maybe, and I'm complicit in that. Maybe we all are. The only good thing about Chinese Corona is a lot of parents listened in on Zoom and learned this ridiculous smut and anti-Americanism that was being pushed over on our kids in classes called social studies and psychology and history. It's turned into the left dream of instilling this fake and false narrative of America into the minds of our kids. And I tell you what, Todd, I wouldn't have believed it, but some brave parents in Virginia have started a grassroots revolt, and they were at CPAC, many of them, and God bless them. They were called domestic terrorists by our chief law enforcement officer in this country, and they might be the very ones that save a whole generation of kids.
Well, you're absolutely right, Matt, and God bless them, because they really showed us the path forward and how to fight back over all this. Well, look, congratulations on the book. We've got a link to it over on our live show blog, The Desecrators. Matt, always great having you on the program.
Thanks, Todd. God bless you, and let's keep fighting for America.
Let's do it. All right, that's a fighter right there, folks, and you've got to read this book, The Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. And that's what we've got to do here, folks. We've got to do that. And if we do not, we will lose this country. So it's very simple. And Matt, you heard Matt say there are more of us than there are of them. That is true. The problem is most of us would rather stay at home and watch all of this unfold on TV as opposed to getting out of the house and taking a stand. So if all of us do that, yeah, we're going to be able to fix this. All right, look, we've got to take a break. We're opening up the phone line. So very curious to know about gas prices in your area. Are you also starting to see prices going up in your local supermarkets? We're getting reports all over the country that is happening as well. I had a caller from North Carolina who said very clearly if the bigger issue is the rise in diesel, and those prices are going to be reflective in what you pay for bacon and your ho-hos down at the Piggly Wiggly. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Before we go to break, I've got to give a shout-out to soccer fans over in Charlotte. They broke a huge record over the weekend, an attendance record, over 74,000 people turning out for the first soccer match there. They were getting ready to do the national anthem. Beautiful singer, and she's belting out the first couple of notes, and then the microphone goes kaput. I mean, look, it happens. What are you going to do? So we're going to play this and then go to break just to inspire you and to remind you that there are more of us than there are of them. Listen to what happened when the microphone went out and listen to what the crowd did. Story is insane. This is from TheBlaze.com. Leon Wolf is the writer. So according to The Blaze, the eastern coast of the United States, and this apparently ground zero is Georgia, you guys are about to be inundated with this spider, a 3-inch invasive spider called the Joros. I don't know. It scares a living day. Grace, have you seen the photos of this spider? Are frightening.
Are you sure it's not Soros?
No, it's not Soros. Could be, though. Apparently, the spiders, they say, arrived from Japan inside a shipping container, and now they're all over the place. The spiders can float in the air using a parachute made from its webbing material.
I thought 2022 couldn't get any worse.
Great. Now it's like arachnophobia.
Oh,
we're all gonna.
I'm gonna go hide.
They say the spiders are not deadly to humans. They say the fangs are so. Okay, can we stop? The spider has fangs.
Are they deadly to my dog?
No, no. They're saying that they're harmless to. They're almost completely harmless. Wario, what does that mean? So you're only going to be partially paralyzed?
I don't like this.
There you go. All right. So you people in Georgia, I would move. I would just move. Just go ahead, pack up the white. You know, don't even pack up anything because you might have like the spider in your drawers or something.
This is terrible.
Anyway, there you go. Just when you think it can't get worse. By the way, it was like a war zone around Memphis, Tennessee over the weekend. I mean, it was insane. You had people getting shot all over the place. So Beale Street, that's sort of the popular place for the tourist.
For the tourist.
For the tourist.
I just want to clarify.
For the tourist.
True Memphians know where to go.
So it was 11 o'clock Saturday night, and you got a 15-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl, and they got shot right around Beale Street. This is like right where the river is. So Riverside Drive and Beale Street.
Mm-hmm.
Beale Street sort of dead ends into the Mississippi River.
Basically.
More or less. So anyway, somebody shot the kids. The boy died. The 15-year-old kid died, and the girl is going to survive. A couple of questions: What are kids doing down on Beale Street at 11 o'clock at night? I mean, you're 15 years old.
Their parents are probably. First of all, you're not supposed to be allowed on Beale Street at that point, at that age. Their parents are probably off, you know, partying
somewhere, and you got the teen. I mean, seriously,
it's like go. Here's some money. Go get a burger.
It's that, you know what? It is a bad situation. Then you got a carjacker. So these 17, these teenagers, I mean, the teenagers around here are out of control. So you got a 17-year-old, they're carjacking a guy in a Mercedes-Benz, and they're telling the guy, there's four of them, one of them has a gun. They're telling the guy, get out of your Mercedes-Benz. So the guy turns around and he's getting his baby. He's got a 2-year-old in the back seat. So he's trying to get the baby. And the carjacker, they said, was trying to hit the guy with the gun, but they ended up pistol whipping the 2-year-old.
Gosh.
Now, here's how I would have handled that had I been in law enforcement, which I'm not in law enforcement. At that point, you pistol whip the 17-year-old. I mean, you know, give him a little taste of what he's going to pick on a 2-year-old. Fine, you turn around and you pistol whip this. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that.
It's just crazy.
But what they're doing is, they're and the kids, the guy's charged as a juvenile. Why would you charge the kid as a juvenile? You know what? If you're man enough to go over there and punch a 2-year-old and smack him around and pistol whip a 2-year-old, you're man enough to go to the big house.
I agree.
And then make sure the guards tell every one of those big thugs what that guy did. Oh, this guy likes to beat up little babies. That's what I would have done. I've got no patience for people that do that, Grace.
Me
none
either.
Whatsoever. You're guilty? Fine. You know what? You get a choice. You can go to jail, or we're going to beat the holy living crap out of you.
Stick them in a jail cell with those invasive spiders.
Or Medea. And the spiders.
I say both.
Well, no, because the spiders aren't harmless. They're not going to kill you.
Mostly harmless.
Unbelievable. You know, this is the problem. Moms, dads, stop raising your kids to behave like animals. Start raising them to act like human beings. That's what I say. Hey, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our number. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We'll be right back, America.
To get your thoughts on the whole Russia and Ukraine situation.
You know, here's my first thought is I'm not going nowhere to fight none of these wars for these politicians. I'm staying at home, and when the war comes to Arkansas, I will dig my boots in the ground, and I will die for everything I love, and I will not retreat. If this country's invaded and everybody's saying, well, we gotta evacuate, we gotta leave, I will not. I will dig my boots in the Arkansas soil, and I will fight for the people that I love, for the land that I love, and the way of life that I love. But I'm not going overseas to fight. I don't know what's going on, to be honest, brother. I really don't. There's so much stuff, and I don't think nobody knows what's going on fully. There's been so much political corruption in that area. You got Biden and his son making a shit ton of money off of and using our tax dollars to bribe their people. That's treasonous, in my opinion. So you got Hunter Biden and his son using our tax dollars. Hey, if Ukrainian government, if you don't do this, we're taking your tax dollars. He shouldn't be giving our tax dollars to that country anyways. We got veterans out here sleeping on the street, and you're going to give our freaking tax dollars to these Ukrainians and all the, brother, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm not going over there and fighting, and God bless anybody that's over there fighting, and I hope that the just get solved. And man, I don't like war, you know what I mean? I don't want people dying and all that stuff. I don't want to be, but I don't know what's going on. There's so much stuff that I think that's corrupted that we just don't know what's truly going on over there. And I pray all those people are safe.
God love the guy. You gotta love this fella. And Bryce Mitchell's his name, and he's a MMA fighter. And he speaks the truth. I mean, I think a lot of people feel the exact same way that guy feels. It's a horrible thing what's happening to Ukraine, but why is that our fight? And nobody wants to answer that question. If you even ask that question, they accuse you of being a communist lover. This is the reality of where we are right now. But all these people that are out there saying, well, you know, we've got to stand with the Ukrainians. You've got to stop drinking Russian vodka. You've got to stop going to Russian tea rooms. you're banning this and that. If you own a McDonald's in Russia, you got to shut it down. Okay, fine. That's all well and good. But we're still buying our gas and oil from Russia. That's not changing. As a matter of fact, Biden says that's not going to change. It doesn't matter how many dead Ukrainian children are in the streets. The United States is still going to buy its gas and oil from Russia. That is just a cold, hard reality because they don't care. They're not going to implement a no-fly zone. They're not going to give them any fighter jets. None of that's going to happen. It's just not. They don't want to upset that apple cart. And that's the cold, hard, at the end of the day, all of the posturing, it means nothing. It means nothing. And somebody needs to explain that to President Zelensky, because the only thing that's going to happen from here on out are a lot more Ukrainians are going to die, because Biden doesn't care. He does not care. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Ron in Maine listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Ron. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I know I'm part of the demographic that probably shouldn't be talking about stuff because I'm a 44-year-old trucker. I've been married 15 years, and I'm a father of six. But in my opinion here, oh, I'm also a Christian. If I heard last week that they were saying that it wouldn't matter if we started our own oil production back up because we wouldn't have truckers to bring it where we needed to go. Calling BS on this. If you ask any trucker that's got a hazmat and a tanker endorsement, I bet you most of them are conservative like me, and most of them would be jumping on board and hauling this stuff everywhere just to prove that old Alzheimer's Joe here is just full of it, and whoever else says that we can't do it. I'm thinking if we put a message out to everybody that's driving truck here and, you know, and pay them obviously for it so that way they're not away from their families forever for nothing, we could really square this away. And, you know, there's a lot of dedicated people out here, and we'd haul this stuff around. But I think a lot of us kind of get a little anxious about talking about it because, you know, you get the mob around you. And, you know, as for me, I mean, I've got a wife and six kids. I got something to lose. So I don't typically spout off about it too much. But honestly, I think we could really do something about that. That would drop the price down. We wouldn't have to be reliant on Vladimir. You can stuff it. And, you know, we wouldn't have to buy the gas from him. We wouldn't have to do half of this stuff, and we could really square this away.
You know what kills me on this, Ron, is that you're right. I mean, Putin is a murderous dictator. He's a thug. He's a monster. Modern-day Hitler, okay, I'm willing to go there because he's slaughtering a lot of innocent people. But what does it say about? But what does it say about our government where we're allowing the slaughter and we're allowing the genocide to happen, and we're just shrugging our shoulders? Like, what do you want us to do about it?
It's absolute laziness. Nobody wants to do anything about it because if you disrupt this Democrat establishment that's been going on, you know, it's like the parents that go to the meetings, you know, they're labeled as terrorists. You know, any parent nowadays is going to look at that and say, well, this could impact my kids later on down the road. Oh, you're a child of a terrorist. This could have ramifications in the future that, you know, a lot of us look at and go, geez, do I really want to, you know, put myself out there? And I know sometimes that could seem lazy as well, but I don't want to have a negative impact on my kids' life as well.
Fair enough.
You could blacklist your own kids without even realizing it when you're trying to step up to the podium and step up for them with all the CRT stuff going on in the schools. And thankfully, that stuff hasn't gone on up in Maine. I mean, I've kind of asked in a sideways, kind of beating around the bush way at some of the teachers, you know, asking, you know, so what are they doing here? And, you know, trying to do it in a way that doesn't come off as combative. But, and so far, I've gotten a good vibe out of it. So far, it hasn't been in Maine, but, you know, we're kind of rural up here, and we're kind of a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of mentality, so I think a lot of them realize, you know, they don't really want to go there
right
quite yet, but it's only a matter of time before they get emboldened.
Ron, we're going to have to leave it there. Good thoughts, and appreciate you calling into the program. Speaking of the school system, the woke school, let me give a gas price update here. This is from our good buddy Wyatt, listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network. Gas prices in Ely, Nevada just shot up $4.30 a gallon. That's a 35-cent increase from yesterday. So you guys are well on your way to $5 a gallon gas there in Ely. Unbelievable. Speaking of school districts, I've got this story out of Eau Claire. This is from the Wisconsin Right, WisconsinRightNow.com is the publication. Eau Claire North High School. So they've got a staffer over there who is posting things around the high school. Now, you know, there's been a big push on this whole transgender issue. And a lot of moms and dads are now left out of the equation. Some school districts have implemented policies where you can send little Sally to school. And when Sally goes to school, she becomes George. And so mommy and daddy never know anything about this. Or vice versa. Little George goes to school and, you know, the next thing you know, he's wearing the frilly underwear and running around the ladies' room at the high school going by the name Sally. Grace, you look concerned. Your brow is furrowed.
Sorry, it's just horrifying is all.
Well,
Your imagery is horrifying.
But Grace, I mean, you're a parent. You think you would want to know something. If your child was going through something like that, you would want to know.
If I had a child, yes.
Right.
You just said I was a parent. I was like, mom. Don't.
Fine. Little Merlo goes to doggy day camp, you know, and, you know, little Merlo identifies as a gerbil. You would want to know that.
Yes,
I would. If you were a doggy mom.
For sure.
All right. Agreed. Well, let me continue reading here. So this is from Eau Claire North High School, and a staffer posted these messages all around the school. If your parent, and this is what the messages said. This is unbelievable. If your parents are not accepting of your identity, I'm your mom now. # free mom hugs. Now we're going to post images of this on the website. But again, it had a photograph of, like, what did they call the moms? Mama bears, right? So it's got a picture of a big mama bear surrounded by homosexual bear cubs. And I say they're homosexual and transgender because they're colored as the LGBT flags. So the little bear cubs they're not like brown. They're like the LGBT rainbow. They're the rainbow colors. And so here you have the mama bear and the homosexual and transgender bear cubs and a little gay pride flag. And it says, if your parents are not accepting of your identity, I'm your mom now. With the # free mom hugs. Now, I'm not sure I'd want anybody hugging my child at that school. The poster is also visible in a 2021 Facebook post announcing Jessica France as a new staff member in the skills section of the school. They reached out to her and she did not respond. So where is all this coming from? # Free Mom Hugs has a website where it advocates for empowerment, empowering the world to celebrate the LGBTQIA+ community through visibility, education, and hugs. Are you even allowed to do that as a public school teacher? I mean, I think heterosexual school teachers are banned from, like, hugging or having physical contact with students. But maybe the rules are different for the LGBTQIA+ community. # Free Mom Hugs. The poster is causing anger among some parents. It comes on the heels of 3 Eau Claire school board candidates criticizing the district because they say teachers were required to attend a staff development day. It has also been brought to our attention that the content of that staff development day included direction to teachers that parents are not entitled to know their kids' identities. That knowledge must be earned. What? If I was a parent, if I was a taxpayer, I'd be down at the local school board meeting demanding answers. In the wake of that story, the newspaper received the poster. The person who sent it did not want to be named. You can't blame them. The school district now says they're looking into concerns over the poster. All right, we'll see how that goes. But clearly there's an effort there at Eau Claire. They don't want moms and dads anywhere around the school. They don't want them involved in their kids' education. And they do not want them to know if, you know, they're running around pretending to be something they're not at the school. What a mess that is. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back. Hey, Grace, did you go to the movies this weekend? You were going to go see The Batman.
Oh, yeah. I went to see it in IMAX.
Oh, is that right?
Was it
a long movie? I heard it was pretty long.
It was 3 hours long.
Oh, mercy. Did they have an intermission?
No, I wish they did. But I just had to run out to the bathroom and run in back in as fast as I could and be like, what did I miss? Which I know is really annoying to people, but that 3 hours is a long time. You know, and you get the soda and the popcorn and... You know, you get thirsty, then you got to go to the bathroom.
You know, it was I've seen reviews on either side. It's mm-hmm. either the greatest Batman movie of all time, yep. or it was horrible.
I loved it.
Yeah?
I thought it was awesome. It was dark, gritty, action-packed. It was a three-hour-long movie, but it was one of the few long movies that I wasn't constantly checking my watch, like, how much longer do we have?
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. So, you know, our good friend Scott Walker from Young America's Foundation, Wisconsin governor, former governor, didn't like it.
I saw that on his Twitter.
He went to go, yeah, he posted about it on Twitter.
He didn't say why, though. I want to know why he didn't like it.
By the way, speaking of long movie times, you know, Gone with the Wind, the original, they actually had to have an intermission because it was a 3-hour, 58-minute movie.
See, I wish there were, like, if it's more than 2.5 hours long, I think there should be an intermission. Well,
there you go. All right. Well, I'm glad
just like with plays.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So,
oh, yes. Anyway,
844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We haven't gotten a lot of we really haven't gotten to the weeds yet on Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson, and she is a radical leftist. She is an activist judge, and by my estimation, she is not qualified for the bench. But what's interesting, the folks over at Fox News have discovered that while she was at Harvard, she actually belonged to a group that hosted an anti-Semitic speaker. This is from Houston Keene, the author over at FoxNews.com. Judge Jackson was a member of the Black Student Association her senior year at Harvard. That's according to her yearbook. The Harvard Black Students Association invited Leonard Jeffries to speak, the controversial then City University of New York professor. Jeffries is the uncle of the Democrat caucus chairman, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, heavily criticized for his past anti-Semitic remarks. And the 1992 Harvard speaking engagement actually drew campus protest. The Harvard University chapters of Jewish advocacy group Hillel, the Gay Straight Alliance, the college Democrats themselves protested the Black Student Union for inviting Jeffries to speak. The guy has a history of saying very horrible things about Jewish people. And folks are wondering why Judge Jackson was affiliated with such a group. Jeffries denied that he was anti-Semitic, claimed black people valued peace and equality more than people of the ice. That's what he called white people. What does that mean, people of the ice? Jeffries had reportedly been asked by a student during his speech if he realized that his pyramid analysis system was similar to the one used by Adolf Hitler. Jeffries replied, Hitler was a problem to the Europeans. Adolf Hitler is not my problem. Wow. So he's sort of pro-Hitler. All right. There you go. The report, the American Jewish Committee released a report in 1991 on Jeffries, and they said that he preaches Jew hatred like a religion. So why was Judge Jackson, why was she a part of this group, the Black Student Association? What does she, I mean, she needs to answer to these questions because clearly something is not right there. Jackson clearly has some issues that need to be resolved, as they say. All right, folks, so we're about to hit the road. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow from Nashville, Music City, USA. A lot of great guests coming your way. In the meantime, be sure to check out ToddStearns.com. Be good, America.